Greetings, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Musical Connections. I'm your host, Zach Snow, and this is the show where we connect the music of Newfoundland and Labrador with the rest of the world. So come along with me now as we explore more about the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. First things first, I just want to say thank you all so much for the kind words as the East Coast Music Awards happened back May 7th to the 11th here in St. John's, and it's back-to-back for your boy. Big thank you to everyone who supported this podcast for all 120-plus episodes, to all of the guests, and to everyone who helped me out along the way. I wouldn't be half where I'm to if it weren't for your help. Now, before we get to what's on the podcast this week, I got to acknowledge the passing of Mark Hiscock. Mark passed away at the age of 53 last Tuesday, and it's a shock to many of us, including me. This show does not exist if it weren't for Celtic Wake Up, and Mark Hiscock was a constant on that show. To his family, to his wife Kelly, his mother and father, Linda and Norman, to his brother Matthew. We also have the members of Shanaganuck, Chris Andrews, Pat Moran, Brad Tuck, Ian Chipman, Jason Whalen, Craig Young. To everyone who was impacted by Mark in any way, shape, or form, you'll be sorely missed, my friend. But one thing he would want us to do is to carry on and support our scene and help it grow, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Today's guest on the show will be Evan Watts-Smith. It's a singer, songwriter, and music arranger, and I'll tell you more about it right after we get through the newfound releases of the week. These songs came out between May 4th to 10th, and we kick it off this week with a song from Benz Ekman's Spiral. We haven't heard from him in a while, so right now, with a little help from Liz Fagan, here's Benz Ekman's Spiral for you now with Celinda's Avoidance on the Musical Connections podcast. with a little help from Liz Fagan. That was Benz Ekman's Spiral with Zelinda's Avoidance. Our next newfound release comes from my guest this week on the show, Evan Watts Smith. Right now, here's the title track from his album coming out this week. Here is Turn on the Dark on Musical Connections.
I heard you, and it's all my fault. So I tried to do some self-reflecting. I looked in the mirror so I could see clearer all the faces that I've become. Then I had to run. I hurt you, and you didn't know. 'Cause I couldn't bring myself to tell you. It's taken till now to even figure out how to hide myself.
That was Evan Watts Smith here on Musical Connections with Turn on the Dark. Our next one comes from a Central Newfoundland rapper, Logan Bolt. We got a ray gun on ya, and here is that tune for you now from Logan Bolt on Musical Connections.
If you want to smoke, we session that shit later. We keep running it like track stars past the pack. Police evaders, beast the scene with RGBs. These pockets green, keep my shit faded. Ray gun in my hand, this shit's for mystery. Ain't games we play.
Like Trayzon, getting paid bars on repeat. I'm Raekwon, I'ma hit the par for the cream. Like Treyarch, they love recreating on my feet. My ray gun fully loaded, I'ma kill ET. Like baseball, I'll strike me three biddies. And yeah, they all tens, like 30 with no kids. Divorced once or twice, a man with the kid is. Since 15, I've been running on my shit. Steve Irwin, my racing. Radio, wanna hear a sing. Play the old tunes, you gon' get a ring. Down me, only if you clean. I'm top of the tier list, center of the bracket. Might need a third thumb where I attack. A beat keep beating me, eating a trackless, beating the asses of needy. Look, put X on the eyes, crisscrossing your network. You so shit, what them hems worth? Shit's bogus, and it's your best work. I'm boldish, lagging effort. You want to play, boy, I'm Hugh Hefner. You in the same, boy, I don't give a F word. Morale is down, so I'll be a stepper. Climb up these bitches, human pyramid, the net worth.
I've come too far for the shore to be seen anywhere in sight. I top to bottom explorer, I'm not gonna give up this life. I'm not gonna fall off, I swore that I've seen this shit from inside. Call up some fauna with flora, then follow it up big light.
You can hit me if you want to smoke, we session that shit later. We keep running it like track stars past the pack, police seek betas. Piece the scene with RGBs, these pockets green, keep my shit faded. Ray gun in my hand, this shit's for mystery, yeah. Games we play it.
Me thinks I can't be persuaded, and I don't receive hate. Hey. Came up from dedication, games, fuck now, I'm changing face. Lit straight at the gate, today I feel awesome. My bitch get blue faces, your bitch get blue waffle. I do not care what that whole self cost. Don't fit in my closet, then Aeropostale. They cut corners, they built like chambers. ChatGPT ain't gon' give you these answers. I need proof why these dudes need a scamper. Once I get cash, then forget my manners. Shit changing, I jump out the camper. Talking down on me, you bound to get canker. Smoking these rappers, I'm bound to get cancer. Can't hold a light to me, I got that lantern. Yeah.
Know my favorite color, orange, and my favorite things are green. Take it from me, I see red Tarantino movie scene. Ain't shit sweet, ain't shit boring. Getting gory on a screen. Put a zombie right to bed. If it's dead, then let it be.
You can hit me if you want to smoke. We session that shit later. We keep running it like track stars past the pack. Police betas. Piece the scene with RGBs. These pockets green, keep my shit faded. Ray gun in my hand, this shit's for mystery. Ain't games we playing.
On, if it's dead, then let it be. Yeah, if it's dead, then let it be. On, if it's dead, then let it be. Yeah, well, if it's dead, then let it.
That was Logan Bolt for you on Musical Connections with Raygun. And our final newfound release of the week comes from Josh Sandu and Andrew Late, better collectively known as Ruben Rake. They released their third studio album, Good Time After Bad, on Friday. And from that brand new album, here is Spirit Wrestler from Ruben Rake on Musical Connections.
I heard your mother was the one who pulled the plow. Milk was the only thing she'd taken from her cow. Oh, a pacifist, for sure. A real spirit wrestler. Though the whole town had seen her naked, she had no shame, complacent. Saskatchewan via Caucasus Mountain Range was the writer's pen that brought you to this place. Though what you feared was far away, all your problems, they remain. And you begged it all up for a handler, called him fair again, the gambler. And you can't go home, you can't go home, and you can't go home. You can't go home, you can't go. They said your new home was civil in its ways. When was the moment that you knew nothing had changed? Was it the murder of your man, forced education, or the draft? Ain't the only thing that changes at borders is the one who serves the orders. And you can't go home, you can't go home, you can't go home. you can't go home. Getting anything, they're only getting ash. Don't need the photographs or clothing on your back. No house, no town, not gonna find a middle ground. It don't matter, whoever they send, got your water, salt and bread. You can't go home. You can't go home. You can't go home. You can't go home. You can't go.
That wraps up our newfound releases of the week. And of course, if you want to be a part of this segment for any musician that's from here in Newfoundland and Labrador, feel free to email musicalconnectionsnl@gmail.com for any questions, and I'll feel free to send you a newfound releases guide while I'm at it. And I'm going to be quick about this because my voice is hanging on by a thread, and that's what these conferences do to you. It's time to welcome my guest on the show. It is the first of many interviews that I conducted at the East Coast Music Awards. You'll be seeing them on YouTube at the Musical Connections NL YouTube channel and here on your favorite streaming services, RSS and Apple Music. I welcome Evan Watts-Smith to the show, and we talk about his debut album set to come out this Friday called Turn on the Dark. There's still a few tickets for that left. It's going to be taking place at the Majestic Theater, and go to majestictheaterhill.com to get your tickets for that show. We talk about why he decided to make an album right now. Plus, we also talk about his extensive career, which includes productions in Best Kind Productions, Dada Events, Peter McDonald Productions, and a whole lot more. So let's get connecting for you now here on Musical Connections with singer-songwriter and music arranger Evan Watts-Smith. Greetings, everybody. Welcome back to the Musical Connections podcast. We are here at the Delta Hotel in St. John's for the 2025 East Coast Music Awards. Well, coming up next week at the Majestic Theater, this guy who's been playing in productions for Best Kind Productions, Divas, Tada Events, Spirit of Newfoundland, Jazzy's Big Band, and more, is putting on his debut solo album, Turn on the Dark. And it's his first solo album. He's one of Newfoundland and Labrador's finest entertainers, singer-songwriters, and pianist. Joining me now here at the Delta is Evan Watts-Smith. Evan, how are you, buddy?
I'm great, Zach. How are you?
I am fantastic. Congratulations on your brand new album, Turn on the Dark. It's going to be coming out the day that we're shooting this is ECMA week, of course.
Yeah.
It's here in St. John's for the first time in 10 years. It's my first ECMA here in St. John's, but my second one entirely.
It's my first ever.
No way.
Yeah, I know. Because this is the first time I've ever put out real music. Not real music. Non-cover music.
No, absolutely. Because yeah. Like you've been used to like, you know, doing productions for the acts that I mentioned, Tada Events, yep. And the Divas do Christmas that Sheila Guy Murphy does every Christmas.
Yep.
Also with the Jazzy's Big Band and some members that have been a part of that too have been Natasha Blackwood and Bill Brennan.
That's right.
There's also Best Kind Productions. I think, don't know who does that, but also you know you've done work for Peter McDonald Productions.
Yeah, I've worked with... primarily have worked in theater for the last 15 years with pretty much every local company, musical directing, directing, acting, singing, playing, and then doing a lot of cover work. So I do a tribute show to Elton John and Billy Joel called Piano Men, and I've toured that across the island and done it here and also done it with the symphony, the Newfoundland Symphony Orchestra, and also a symphony in Quebec. And actually, that's the thing that got me into doing original music, because I finished doing that gig and was like, that's the best thing I've ever done.
Wow.
And then was so depressed when it was over because I was like, that's the best thing I'm ever going to do when I'm only 30.
Yes, and that's one of your best opportunities you can really get at that time.
Right? As a cover artist, it's like to do excellent cover music with a symphony orchestra is like, that's the highest peak, right?
So oh, absolutely.
I crashed real hard after that, three sold out nights with the symphony, and then within a month or so, I was like, okay, I think it's time now to start writing music. I think that's the only way to like try and find that high again.
No, absolutely. And you got a brand new album out May 16th called Turn on the Dark. You're going to be celebrating this at the Majestic Theater. Yep. We're going to talk about that later. But I want to talk about this album, Turn on the Dark. Mm-hmm. Why now put out an album? Because, of course, you've been playing for more than 15 years in cover bands and also big productions and also with that symphony that you just talked about a moment ago. Yeah. Why now?
Yeah, the biggest thing for me is I sort of had checked off so many things on the list that I wanted to do with my career. And doing my own music and doing an album had always been something that's like on the list but kept getting pushed a little lower, a little lower, a little lower. Things kept taking priority. So after that whole symphony thing and things just feeling like I was at the highest peak and then crashing back down to earth, I was like, okay, now it's original music time. So I turned 30 a few years ago, and that was sort of I never struggle with aging, but I did feel like 30 was significant in a way. So I was like, there's certain things I want to put the time into now or it'll never happen. So doing the album was one. And it was sort of serendipitous because I was doing a gig with Janet Call at the LSPU Hall, I think, and Matt Dines was there doing sound, and I'd never met Matt before. And he was so delightful. You know Matt. He's just like the best
obviously.
Person, right?
Former guest of this show.
Yeah, he's such a delightful person, and he did a great job on the sound. And I was like, hey, man, like, what's your deal? And he was like, oh, I work with Hurricane Music. And I was like, I've heard of those guys. And I knew of, you know, like Pete McDonald is a good friend of mine, so with Violet. And I knew that Rosemary Lawton was with them. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So you're the Hurricane Music guys. And then I was working on a grant with Music NL to do some professional development. And I was emailing back and forth with Dave Shears. And he was such a delight. Had never met him before. So then these sort of like universes came together. And I was like, oh, you guys together are Hurricane Music. You're both wicked. So I messaged them. And I was like, I have an idea. I want to do an album. And I think you're the people. I think the universe is telling me to work with you guys.
Yes.
And they were both so open to it. And we had some great chats. They, you know, volunteered their time on like Zooms and meeting up in the studio. And yeah, it was awesome. It felt like it was meant to be in a way.
Oh, for sure. And of course, Dave Shears and Matt Dines had a history together as they both played in Rocket Rocket Ship in the early to mid 2010s. Yeah. And I've had, I think, all the members on my podcast, aside from Kenny Purchase. I'm waiting for you, Kenny. But I deal with him enough of VOWR anyway.
That's right.
But those guys are great people. They're great for the community. Matt Dines is one of our premier music engineers. Oh, Dave Shears is one of the premier managers of the province, Industry Professional of the Year in 2023. And getting to work with Matt Dines, that must have been a real joy for you. So what was working with Matt Dines like?
It was so great. I mean, I have done so many things in the music business, like kind of all of the things, but and feel pretty skilled in a lot of the areas. But recording music and making music is when I felt like I was coming in as a little baby. Like I knew nothing. So I would just show up with songs and then just like be all ears for feedback. And Matt really brought me into the studio a lot. So when he was even in the mixing phase, I was just sitting in a chair behind him and he'd be explaining things to me. And I'm like, cool, I want it to sound a little more yellow, a little more orange, whatever the term is. And then he'd be like, cool, so what we're going to do is blah, blah, yada, 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 yada. And he'd do all these things and turn a bunch of knobs and tweak some stuff. And I was like, oh man, like it's just, he's such a professional. He's so knowledgeable and he's also always learning. Like he's always speaking to other professionals in the industry and learning more things.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm starting to learn this more myself. Like, you know, I've done media now for about 11 years or so, and I've been covering the music scene for 7. I still don't know everything.
Yeah.
With conferences like this, like the Music NL Weeks and ECMAs, you're meeting so much more people in the industry that are really going to help you grow to become a better professional entirely. And where you've been so used to playing cover songs and big productions for so many years. Going to a studio to record your own album must have been a huge challenge for you.
Yeah, it was a challenge in so many ways in terms of certainly like rewrites. You know, I'm somebody like I write a song, I'm like, cool, there's the song. And then it's like, oh yeah, no, we need to kill a verse, or we need this like 3 minutes max because it's a single. I'm like, what do you mean? It's a 4.5 minute song. They're like, no, we don't do 4.5 minute songs. I mean, you can have some, but so little things like that were trying at times. But you know, one of the things that was so exciting to like bring into the studio was I've sort of played with everybody. So I didn't mind. I really thought about when we decided what songs were going to be on the album, I really thought about what the sound of the album was going to be. And then went, okay, of all the drummers I know and love, and you know, I don't rate them in terms of a hierarchy of anybody better than anybody else. It's just different styles.
Oh no.
So I went, okay, who's the drummer who fits this the best? Who's the bassist who fits this the best? Who's the guitarist? Blah, blah, blah. And then strings and horns. And I really felt that that was so a little bit unique in a way, I guess, because I've just worked in so many different levels of theater and cover bands and other people's bands. And I was able to sort of sit back and go, cool. I have this huge sort of phone book in my head of musicians, and I kind of get to, you know, ask. Hopefully people are free and interested. And everybody was.
Well, that's good. Yeah. So who are some of the people that you've had on this record that you got the chance to work with?
Well, I started with the rhythm section. So Elliot Dix plays drums on the album, who's just like the most musical drummer on the planet. He's so great. And he plays with Mick Davis a lot. I also got my really good friend Mark Peddle on the bass. Mark doesn't do a lot of recording. He did a lot like 20 years ago and hasn't done a lot of recording since, but he's just exceptional. And then I had the pleasure of playing in a couple bands with Nick Earl right before I started recording. So I just said to Nick one day, I was like, Nick, any chance you'd be interested in coming in and playing on my album? And Nick being Nick was like, yeah, man, that sounds like a great time.
Wow.
So like Nick is on there just wailing the guitar a couple times. And then I knew I played all the keyboards, and then I knew I wanted some horns and strings. So Bill Brennan did all the arrangements.
Awesome.
And I just made some calls to like symphony people. So like Heather Cow, who's like the principal violinist with the symphony, is playing violin. Dominic Green is playing violin. Maria Cherwick is playing viola, and Nathan Cook is playing cello. And then the horns are like some big jazz hitters. Terry Campbell's on trumpet. Greg Bruce is on saxes, and Aaron Sullivan on trombone.
That is like heavyweights of our jazz and blues scene, and also some heavyweights in our current music scene, like Nick Earl, because Nick Earl's one of the most popular performers we have out here right now. And dude's really multi-talented, but he also works his ass off.
He sure does. Yeah, and he's, you know, I love it too when like people work their ass off and are successful and are good people. Like, he's just a great person.
Oh, big time.
You know, and then one of the tunes is a duet. So then I sort of went like, who's... As soon as I wrote this song, actually, I was like, it's Mallory Johnson. I can hear Mallory Johnson singing this song.
Yeah, because both of you worked at Spirit of Newfoundland once upon a time.
That's right. We worked at the Spirit of Newfoundland. We worked at the Stephenville Theater Festival together. That's where we met.
Oh, wow.
Because our families are both, we were both based out in the West Coast. And so I played Mallory's band for a really long time. And typically when she's home, she'll give me a call. And so we did, I think it was Churchill Park Forest this year. She was like one of the openings for Shania Twain.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I was so happy that Mallory got to open for Shania Twain. Yeah. She so deserves it.
Yeah.
And great fit. I think there was one song where she was like, you know, having a tambourine. She was doing party dress and it broke.
First 30 seconds. Walked out on stage. Adrenaline smashed a tambourine into midair. It was amazing. This tiny little human, just brute strength.
Yeah, it's like Mallory's still like too jacked for us for some reason.
That's right.
I don't know what kind of workout plan she's got.
Right? Who knows? But I called her and I was like, Mal, would you sing this song with me? And she's like, oh my God, I would absolutely love to. So that one hasn't been released yet. That's going to be on the album. But it's, you know, it's just so good. She made it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Now, let's turn to that next, because, of course, I've known you through all these productions that I've just mentioned a couple of minutes ago. But who is Evan Watt-Smith the person? So where did you grow up to, and how did you get into music?
I grew up on the West Coast in Stephenville. Well, I lived in a bunch of places when I was really young, but grew up from grade 2 until high school, lived in Stephenville. So I remember when I think I was 7, it was like one of those things that in the 90s it was sort of still gendered in a way of like, girls do music. You know, it's like girls go into voice lessons, girls go into piano. So my sister was in lessons and I used to go over to the piano and be like, I think I want to do lessons, Mom. So Mom put me in lessons and I used to love it when my sister was sick, because our lessons were back to back, and when she was sick, I could stay for the extra half an hour, so I get an hour lesson. I was like, "This is wicked! This is the dream." So
awesome.
And then I started some voice lessons and did that a bunch, did a lot of theater growing up. And then quickly got into just playing and singing for myself. So I would do school concerts and, you know, a couple little bands and things. And then when I was 15, I got a bit of a lucky break. One of the professional actors who was supposed to come and work at the Seymour Theater Festival had to sort of bail at the last minute, and I got bumped up from understudy to a role. And then I worked there in the theater festival for 7 years, built my way up to music director. And that was a blast. I like totally cut my teeth there, learned so many things. Summer stock is like just you open a show and the next day you're already rehearsing the next show. It's madness. But it's thrilling and it's great. So I met so many people there. And then I moved to St. John's. I did a music degree at MUN in classical voice, which I never use. I never sing opera ever. But that's sort of thought it was a good groundwork to have. And then since I've been here, I've been doing, I lived in St. John's now for, oh my God, 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, yeah, playing in bands, played with Kellyanne Evans Band for a really long time. Play with Janet Call, play with Mallory, lots of theater, like you said, Ta-Da and Best Kind and Spirit of Newfoundland and Sheila Williams, and do my own tribute things. So it's just been, it's been steady go. It's been great.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Now, so what was in your record collection growing up? Because I remember you were saying when you were talking about how you were growing up in Stephenville and you were aspiring to be a musician. You're talking about how, like, you know, girls do voice, girls do piano lessons and stuff. Yeah. But you look at guys like that have done that, like Burton Cummings and Elton John and Billy Joel. Yeah. Look at how successful they have gone to when they took piano lessons and voice lessons. Yeah. They're some of the biggest performers that we've got. Yeah. So what was in your record collection? Was it those artists that I just mentioned? Was there like some other artists that you were listening to growing up?
Yeah, I mean, I was never particularly picky. I remember I would just fall in love with a song and listen to it on repeat. Like one week it might be like an Air Supply song. I'm like, I heard it on a TV show. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. Or like when I was like 12 and 13, I was obsessed with Judy Garland. I thought she was like sunshine from Judy Garland. But like, you know, Elton has always been there. I've always been a fan of like live Elton. Like there's some of those artists that the records are great, but like I used to have some of the concerts on DVD. And it's like watching those people play their music that they wrote 30 years ago with their band that they've had forever. And they're just having fun. You know, like they've the core song has been ingrained for so long that now they can just like bring it to a brand new place that as a fan you go, oh my God. You know, sometimes people remember people used to complain when Bob Dylan came here, like, I don't know, 20 years ago or something.
Really?
And people used to say, who went to the concert, like, yeah, but he didn't do any of the songs like it is on the record. I'm like, see, that wouldn't be a problem for me. I would love to hear how he would do it now.
Yes, because, you know? Like, your voices change and your styles change. I mean, Elton doesn't seem to sing the same key that he sung back in 1970.
No, or he changes the vocal melody that he does, and then the backup singer sings the top or whatever, which is great for me because I'm a much lower singer than Elton John. So I will, when I do my Elton John tribute stuff, like I'll do it maybe in a lower key, but also I'll sing these alternate melodies that he does now that he's older. And like they're richer, they're warmer, like it's just, I love it.
No, absolutely. And it's great that you've taken on those projects like, you know, the Piano Man series when you were, you know, really making your name and cutting your teeth here in St. John's as well. So this is your first ECMAs ever here. What do you hope to take away from this weekend?
I'm just genuinely, it sounds lame, but I'm genuinely just happy to be involved. I got an email a couple weeks ago to do a showcase, which totally shocked me. Dave Shears had just like submitted my name for showcases and like they all came out and they were announced. And then after that had happened, I guess there was a few more spots they wanted to fill. So, you know, I have two singles out right now, so that doing an ECMA showcase was not really on my radar.
Yeah, Tipping Over and I think the title track?
Until You Love Me.
Until You Love Me.
Yeah, the title track comes out Friday, this Friday.
Oh, yes, why?
Yeah.
So it must be your focus track for this album.
That's right.
Got it.
So,
back to ECMAs.
Yeah, so it's, you know, I really hope to just make a few connections. I played last night there was a meet and greet at Government House for the ECMAs for any nominated Newfoundland artists. And committee members and things of this, board members. So I was just playing some background jazz music, and like the spirit of what I assumed the ECMAs would be was so prevalent right away. Kelly Loader, who's a dear friend of mine, came over very quickly and was like, let's do a song. I was like, okay, because I'm just playing background jazz. And Kelly was like, no, let's do a song. I was like, okay. So then we did...
That's Kelly for you.
Right? So we did Can't Help Falling in Love With You. And
oh, Elvis tune.
The Elvis tune. We both sang and I was playing. And then it's like, okay, now it's a bit of a party. It's a bit of a kitchen party in like this grand room at Government House. And then Carolina East got up and then we performed together Always on My Mind, Willie Nelson.
Wow.
And then I sang Benny and the Jets. And then Justin Fancy got up with me and did Eagles tune. All Alone at the End of the Evening. Take it to the limit.
Take it to the limit.
So like it became this like sort of like little kitchen party concert with like the lieutenant governor standing over there delighted, and it was so wonderful. So it's like that in itself I'm taking away, just as like that's the spirit of what I thought the EC Mains would be, like being in a room where just things spontaneously happen and you make music with friends.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I think we're also really all focused here too, you know, like because it's an opportunity where you know advance your career. You can meet export buyers and delegates that really like want to purchase your music and like you know take it to a playlist or a sync placement or maybe a festival or something.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we're all here to have fun and support Atlantic Canadian music.
That's
and
right.
Be together in one room. And you just said right there, you were seeing some of classic rock and light soft rock and being with some of your friends. I mean, you can't get no better than that.
You can't beat it. Especially when it's spontaneous. You know, it's like it's unplanned. Everybody's going, I don't know, I could sing this. It's like, yeah, let's just try it. You know, there's something magical in that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, there's been a lot of people that I haven't really met yet. I mean, the other day I just met Classified, and that was a real pinch me moment. I remember I was watching him on TV in 2010 when the Junos were here in St. John's, opening up with O Canada.
Right.
And that to meet him 15 years later, it's just, what?
Yeah.
I also absolutely. Got to meet Brooks Diamond earlier today as well, like a promoter of Atlantic Canadian legend.
Yeah.
Just phenomenal dude. Yeah. So who are you hoping to meet here?
You know, I'm not going to get to very many events because it's just such a crazy weekend. You know, for me, it's more about just being able to support the people that I already know. You know, if I can get out to some showcases of and support some friends locally, like that's sort of the dream for me.
Now, of course, you're going to be having your album release show May 16th at the Majestic Theater. Mm-hmm. You're going to be having some of your players that you've had on the album on there. Nick Earl, I believe, is going to be there.
Yep.
And then I would imagine like Greg Bruce and Elliot Dix and all them are going to be there to play with you. What I would imagine Mallory might be there.
Mallory won't be there. So Mallory's in town for ECMAs, and then she has to take off.
Fly back to Nashville again.
That's right.
Ah,
so
that sucks.
I have Kathy Stock as guesting. So Kathy's going to jump in, who's just released some music as well.
Oh, Kathy's great.
So great. So Kathy is going to jump in and, you know, fill in for Mallory, quote unquote, in her own right. She's so incredibly talented. And I'm delighted she said yes. And in addition to that, I also have Baraka is going to open up. And I've just grown
almost
to
down to earth people. You'll
right.
Meet.
I've grown to meet and love him. So, I mean, to meet Baraka is to love him. So he is going to open up and then we're going to do a song together in my set because one of his tunes was like just one like light year away from being on my album.
Wow.
Yeah, it was doing, we wanted to have six tunes and I had five really strong ones. And then Dave Shears said, well, I'm going to send you this Baraka tune and see what you think about it. And I immediately loved it. It's called Keep You Near. I don't think Baraka's ever released it. I was like, oh my God, I love this tune. And then I ended up writing Until You Love Me, which is out now. And we're like, yeah, it's better to have your own tunes on there. So Baraka's tune got cut. But for the album release, I wanted to be able to tell that story and
be
able to sing the song. So Baraka's going to get up with me and we'll do that tune together.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Maybe Baraka releases on his next album. You
right?
be sing on that.
Totally.
I mean, who knows?
Let the partnership continue.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Any other future plans for you? Any other big productions? Are you going to be doing like a little tour by yourself? With
I'd love to. The summer's pretty busy. I'm associate music director of Come From Away in Gander. So I've been doing that the last 3 years.
Wow.
So I, for select dates, I'm playing accordion and keyboard and conducting the orchestra. So that's a blast. So I'm in Gander for a lot of the summer. And I'm also music directing the closing ceremonies of the Summer Games. Because it's the other big event
wow.
we have here, right?
Wow.
So that's a huge thing we have here this year. And that's going to be really thrilling. So it's like, you know, national broadcast. I'm like going to be hosting it. Kind of hosting it. MCing it, I guess. And leading the band for that. So that's sort of my summer. And then I hope in the fall, Dave and I are in chat to try and make some sort of little tour happen. Because last fall I did a tour of my Piano Man show on the West Coast. I'd love to like hit the same venues maybe, but with original music this time.
Oh, that'd be amazing. But also throw in some of your covers as well, like
that's right.
of Elton John and Billy Joel.
That's right. I'm trying to. On the album release, anybody who shows up will, there's still some tickets left, I'll throw out and say. It's the album, which is six tunes, and a little bonus track. And then I also have another four or five covers on there that are all artists that really have inspired me. So Elton's on there for sure. Rufus Wainwright, just like a brilliant Canadian artist.
Wow.
As well as Tom Waits, a big Tom Waits fan. And who else? Baraka is on there, of course.
Oh, big
on
time.
There, right?
Big
and,
time.
And who's the other one that I'm forgetting? Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond.
So, yeah, so there's some, those little cover tunes are in there too, just, and each sort of has a story about how it inspired at least one song on this album.
Well, we're going to get to one of those songs shortly here on the podcast here, but for people who want to find out more about Evan Watt-Smith and stuff you got on the go over the course of the summer, and for this album, where can they go to find you when it comes to, say, your socials and website?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook at Evan Watt-Smith. There's an artist page on there, as well as Instagram at Evan Watt-Smith. And a website, which is admittedly a little brutal at the moment, but like updating websites, struggle. A struggle with the updating websites. Anyway, it's there. It exists. It's going to get better, folks, I promise. If you look at it now, it's only going up from here. But that's evanwattsmith.com. Yeah.
Awesome. And that's Evan, W-A-T-T-S.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, Evan, it's been a pleasure to meet you and get to know you a little bit better. And I've, of course, I've heard your name through the Spirit of Newfoundland and also playing with Mallory from time to time. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Majestic on May 16th, and looking to spin more of this album. So,
yeah.
Evan, thanks so much for coming on the Musical Connections podcast. You have a wonderful day, and thanks for doing this.
Thank you. My total pleasure. Thank you.
And that was Evan Watt-Smith here on Musical Connections. You can find him at Evan Watt-Smith on Facebook and Instagram, and it's two T's in Watts. Well, right now, here is a song that started this whole solo journey. Here is Until You Love Me from Evan Watt-Smith on Musical Connections.
My phone rings, it's you again. Calling to talk about another man. He brought your flowers with a price tag still on. Paid for his half of the bill. I listen in silence, what good would it do? Me to say those three words to you. Maybe someday you'll feel the same way, but for now I'm gonna leave you alone until you love me. Why?
And that puts a bow on our Musical Connections episode for this week. Big thank you to Evan Watts-Smith for joining me as my guest, for also being one of my newfound releases of the week. Thank you to every musician contributed this week for the show. And big thank you to everyone who gave me kind words on my back-to-back Media Person of the Year wins last year in Charlottetown and this year at home in St. John's. You'll be hearing more interviews from the ECMAs as the weeks roll along. You'll also be hearing some interviews from people who have album drops, trying to get Ruben Rake into the studio, Nick Earl into the studio. We're going to work on that over the next few weeks or so. So stay tuned to my socials. And you can follow me at ZachSnowNL on Instagram and ZachSnow on Facebook. I won't do all the mentioning today because I want to keep the voice rested. But of course, if you're on social media and if you're hearing about this podcast, please share this with your friends. I want people to know about the show as much as possible. I didn't win two ECMAs for a lack of trying, I'll tell you that much. And you can subscribe to the podcast on your favorite streaming services. And make sure to leave a review once you're done listening to an episode. I want to get your honest opinion about it. And it'll help spread the word about this show and the music of the province a lot. New episodes drop every Tuesday wherever you get your podcast. And bonus episodes drop when you least expect it. That wraps up episode 123 of the show. Thanks so much for connecting. I've been your host, Zach Snow. And thank you so much again for all the kind words on my Media Person of the Year win at the East Coast Music Awards this past Sunday. And join me next week where once more we will highlight the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. Stay safe, be kind to each other, but most importantly, stay connected. And bye for now.